feel colors with my fingertips. Seeds and colors mix in golden wind. Eyes up, watching them. Backs against the wall. I see. Get but a sleep on it. Wake up and try.
Wait, we need like a 3, 2, 1. Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
Every morning, millions of children walk into school with backpacks full of material, ready to learn valuable lessons. But in a heartbeat, everything changes. Gun violence is now the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S. No parent should ever be forced to live in fear of that call. No child should have to worry if they'll come back home or not. We can end this. More background checks, safer storage, and accountability. It starts with us. Join Every Town for Gun Safety at everytown.org. Because
WONY Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
She
she will stay. My little runaway, I run, 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 run.
Taking us back to 1982 for that one. And Prince, Delirious on a Wednesday afternoon. Hiya, hiya. Johnny G along with you. Another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad you can join me today. Hope you're having a good day. Some snow showers right now in Oneonta. But maybe we've turned the corner. Let's hope so. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday today, February 11th, happy birthday to you. You're celebrating your birthday with this young lady, Sheryl Crow.
Are you strong enough to be my man?
9 FM Jukebox Journey. We're going to send this one out to Kristen, who's listening this afternoon in Tuckahoe. Nothing but the fine young cannibals.
Stop the way I feel. with a woman and kind. Smoke myself and drink off my mind. Made up my mind to make a new start. Born in California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Let them tell you that they all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how far I could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons started to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin.
Led Zeppelin, going to California here on Jukebox Journey. And I finally had a chance to sit down and watch the documentary about Led Zeppelin. I think it was called Becoming Led Zeppelin. It's been out for a while, and I believe it was on Netflix. If you're into Led Zeppelin, you want to check that out. And I was shocked because, you know, I like Led Zeppelin, really did not know a lot about them. And I was shocked to learn that Jimmy Page was a sessions player, an in-demand sessions player. He played on songs by Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger, Petula Clark, Downtown, The Who, I Can't Explain. He also played with the Nashville Teens, Donovan, Sunshine, Superman, The Kinks, The Rolling Stones. I was like, I never knew that. And then they told me that he played on one of my favorite songs of all time, coming from one of my favorite movies of all time. He was the sessions player on a movie called, the movie and the song are the same name. But if you ever get a chance and you haven't seen it, the movie To Serve With Love, the singer Lulu, and Jimmy Page was the session player.
No. right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Last week I told my wife, a man is like wine, he gets better with age. She locked me in a cellar. Oh, my wife. Oh, one night she told me she felt romantic. I took her to a drive-in movie. I spent the whole night trying to find out what car she was in. Now, I tell you, we never hit it off, you know? My wife's a water sign, I'm an earth sign. Together we make mud. My wife can't do nothing right. She can't cook, the worst cook in the world. Gave my kid alphabet soup. He spelled out help. What a lousy cook. I mean, how can toast have bones? I mean, if she can't cook at all, my backyard, the fire's chipped in to fix the screen door.
Here on Jukebox Journey, La Bamba. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. Super Bowl has come and gone. Quite frankly, the game was lousy. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the halftime show. I did not. I think the last show I actually watched was when Tom Petty performed. But every halftime, I'm usually in the kitchen doing something. But my wife did watch it, and she said it was great. So I don't hear anybody whining about the halftime show. But somebody posted a picture of the concession stand at the Super Bowl. And I'm looking at these prices. I mean, for a bottle of water, it was $8. For something called the Kickoff Tequila Sunrise, $23. $36 if you wanted a double. A Bud Light Seltzer, $17.50. And a can of American Lager, I guess, a Bud, $17.50. I mean, bad enough the tickets were in the thousands of dollars is crazy. Well, anyway, what are you going to do?
Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. You can't hang around. Our house it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street. Our house,
you that you've got to
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. She sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. In the middle of our streets, our house.
such a very good time, such a fine time, such a happy time. And I remember how we played, simply waste the day away, then we'd say nothing would come between us, two dreamers. Father wears his Sunday best, mother's tired, she needs a rest, the kids are playing up downstairs, sister's sighing in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Here at Jukebox Journey. Right now, let's back to the No Nukes concert. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Flashback she can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, as their fathers held. Slowly go by and feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by.
Sing with them.
Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash at No Newts concert and Teach Your Children. Johnny G along with you on Jukebox Journey on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I at the library, and we always go to the new book section first. And I especially like nonfiction, biographies, things like that. And she sees a new book out about Ozzy Osbourne. And she pulls it out. She says, why don't you read this? And I, you know, I was never really a Black Sabbath fan. I wasn't really into Ozzy. She goes, you might like it. I'm like, all right. I loved it. Oh, my God. I'm like two or three chapters into the book, and I'm thinking to myself, how did this guy live as long as he did? He was absolutely nuts with the amount of drugs and alcohol and things that he did. But the stories, man. He talks about the summer of 1972. Black Sabbath is renting a mansion in Bel Air, and they're going to record their new album there. So Ozzy's sitting down. He's got a joint in one hand. He's got a beer in the other. And in front of him on the coffee table, a big bowl of Coke. So Ozzy goes on to say that it was getting hot in the room. So he got up, walked across the room, and adjusted the air conditioner. Just as he's sitting back down, he hears police sirens echoing throughout the canyon. Five police cars pull into the driveway. Ozzy looks out the window and yells, we're busted. It's a raid. So everyone starts running around. Ozzy and a roadie grab the bowl of Coke. They lock themselves in the downstairs bathroom and they start flushing the Coke down the toilet. But of course, the toilet gets backed up. So now he says they're down on all fours. They're snorting whatever they can to get rid of the evidence. Meanwhile, the cops are banging on the door, screaming to open up. The maid opens the door. The police want to know if everything's okay because somebody pressed the emergency call button. So apparently Ozzy did not adjust the air conditioner. He hit the panic button. He said he didn't sleep for what felt like a year. I didn't realize it either. About 5 years before he passed away, he was having a lot of health problems. I had a song written for him, and Elton John was on the song with him, playing the piano. If I remember, I'll post a video of it later. It's a nice video, but The name of the song is called Ordinary Man. Oh, take care of this first. The name of the song is called Ordinary Man. I hope you like it.
Yeah. intuition. My dog's better than yours. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's smarter than yours. My dog's better 'cause he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours.
WONY Oneonta.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, I'd spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it satisfy? Would you think, boy?